In this episode of Bear Podcast,
we talked about 2014. It's our year in review show.
Yeah, that's it. Stay tuned.
Bear Podcast 550.
Welcome, everyone, to Bear Podcast. I am Nard.
And I am Ray.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, buddy.
Yes, it's actually it's January 6th. It kind of
2015.
It's an episode 550.
Only 350-something days left till Star Wars comes out.
Is it really? Yeah, that's right. Oh, my God. We're going to actually see Star Wars at the end of the year. Okay, that's good to hear. So, this is actually a kind of different show because since it's the first day of we're supposed to do this in the last episode last year.
Yeah, but it was too busy.
We're just too busy.
Are just too damn busy to do.
So we will just do the review of 2014 in this episode. So, and then we'll just keep going, and then on the next episode would be pretty much like a continuation of the show, which is fine. Yeah. We just do what we want, right?
That's right. It's our show, damn it. Yeah. We do it. Well, it's Maynard's show. I just do what I'm told. Let's put it that way.
Oh, no. You do too. We do it too. Okay, so let's do a review. Actually, it's a special year because this is when we started off with the year. Well, yeah.
Sort of.
The 500 shows.
Which 500th episode.
500th episode. And back then we had the... Steven, Dave, and Jason, they were here last December, not that episode.
Yeah, and then we had a big 500th episode party later on in January.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, thanks, Dave. Thanks so much, Dave, for hosting that.
That's right.
Although that's last year, but, you know, like I said, we're just doing a review of what happened last year. It's a big thing. We had a big cake and everything. That was fun. And, oh, my God, the robot. How many people? 30, 40 people who came?
There was a bunch of people there.
Yeah, that was,
because somebody came and blew out Dave's toilet and left. Not mentioning their names, but just kind of blew it up. Like,
After using it, just bye, everyone, bye. And then we kind of clued in who it was.
That's right, because we were like, somebody went upstairs, somebody, namely me, went upstairs and was like, what the hell?
And then I remember
all pot and Dave, of course, didn't even have a plunger.
Have a plunger.
So that's what he got for his birthday. Or something.
Yeah, I got him a plunger. I wanted to,
bedazzle it.
But then it would have been nice. But yeah, it was funny. That was always remember that day. Somebody blew out. So yeah, that was 500 shows. We did that at Dave's. So thanks, Dave. And then sometime in the year, of course. TV shows came out. There was one in particular that came out. It's Chosen. Chosen is supposed to be a gay bear rapper.
And did the show get renewed?
No, I don't think so.
I don't think it. Because I watched it and it was like, okay. I mean, it wasn't Archer or anything.
It wasn't as good as Archer.
South Park. It was funny.
It was... It came to a point that it was offensive for the sake of just being offensive.
Offensive, yeah.
Yeah, it tried its best, but
it's basically I'm a big fat rapper dude and I'm gay.
Yeah, and then beating up people, you know, doing some of the stereotype bullying thing. But it's just, I don't know. I had mixed feelings about when it came out. So,
Chilonard.
I didn't watch it.
Chilonard is it?
We'll talk about that later. Okay. Yeah, about the pictures. So stay tuned for the next episode. Okay, so that was out. I think it was canceled. Yeah, so going back to Chosen. I think it was canceled. Yeah. And then what happened after that? Houston Bears. I got some videos. I'm not going to post it here. You have to go look at episode 502 for some footage.
Of
lube wrestling.
At the old Eagle.
It was at the old Eagle. Not at the new Eagle in Montrose right now, but it's actually the Eagle where it was downtown. Yeah.
Yes, downtown. Yeah,
it was downtown back then.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what they did was, in the middle of the bar, people were in their underwears, and there was this big tub. What is that tub? But one of those inflatable
pools.
Inflatable pools. And they put lube on it and everything. I saw Byron there, you know, and Romeo. They're wrestling and everything. Of course, probably they're enjoying it. Anyway, so yeah. Have you ever tried lube wrestling before?
No, but we had it at Bear Watch. Well, it was at Bear Watch the last year before Patrick and I took over.
The last year of Bear Watch before you took
over. I think so. I don't know if Patrick
took. Must have been 2007, 2008.
But I remember Casey got hurt.
Oh, he did get hurt?
Remember he got hurt because that big old bear, when he went to pick him up, his hand slipped and like clawed his back and then he hurt himself. So that's one of the reasons we didn't do it, because it's like, liability.
Liability. That is pretty scary. You should be signing a waiver at some point. Yeah. Take note. If you're running a bear run, you should be careful.
Right. You got to have insurance, maybe, especially if you're doing crap like that. So.
Yep. Mm-hmm. One of the tragic things that happened also during the year
was Jimmy Carpenter passing away. And most of y'all probably who watch this show don't know who Jimmy Carpenter is, unless you lived in Houston. But he was a big personality here in Houston, in the gay community here in Houston. He was on the weekly gay radio talk show and was there for years and just been out there in the community and very supportive of everything. And he passed away this year after.
Yeah, I remember him well. He used to attend. He attended one year at Bear Watch once.
Yeah. If you've ever been here for Louis before this year, you probably met Jimmy Carpenter. He was somewhere trying to give you a blowjob at some point.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Was it After Hours?
After Hours, yeah.
After Hours, yeah. He was one of the hosts back then. And
with Chris and Wes and the whole crew at the
After Hours. It's from 12 to 4, was it? 12 midnight. Saturday towards midnight, you know.
Yeah.
Saturday towards Sunday. That midnight.
Yeah.
To 4 a.m., I think.
Yeah. And a lot of people growing up here in Houston, gay, used to listen to it at night because they could sneak it on in their bedrooms and listen to it when they weren't old enough to go out but could still hear what was going on in the world. So,
yeah, interesting how that works. So, yeah, Jimmy Carpenter died. So, anyway, like I said, we talked about it. We mentioned earlier, episode 504, we did the party. That was the date when we did the party.
The big party. Super Bowl went on that weekend.
Mm-hmm. And okay, two things that happened there. One is actually we replayed some videos and some audio and some videos from way back then.
Uh-huh.
Even the episode 300 where with Julio talking about how to use female condoms. Gay people using female condoms. Take note. That's
not sometime. That people do that anymore.
They don't do that anymore?
But that's a upcoming
episode. That's an upcoming episode. We're going to talk about that. Also, we had, what's his name? Young running around naked on the show.
Yes, freaking.
It was a 4th of July weekend show, and we featured that during the party, and we had Young, our friend Young, running around naked in front of the screen, so that was funny.
Yeah.
Okay, so also, a turning point in my musical career, if I should say. I met Jack Richmond.
You have a music career?
Well, not really. Okay. I had the chance.
That's like saying I have a writing career.
Yeah, that's right. So anyway, him and I got together saying, hey, let's start a band. And that was around January. Really? Oh my God, I can actually play. So I started bringing my bass. We met up at somebody's house and we jammed. And I haven't jammed for so long. And it was really good to play my bass and just, you know.
Yeah. You enjoy playing with your bass, don't you?
I like it. Yeah, it's all about the bass.
It's all about the bass.
It's all about the bass. No treble. Yeah, so yeah, we kind of dabbled around with that. Did some a few recordings and stuff. But yeah, we tried.
Yeah. And then.
But then he left.
Then he left.
He left. He went to, he moved to Austin. So I'm sad.
So I have no band. Didn't get to play with his bass anymore.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So. And okay. Then we went on to episode 505, where we had those damn Asian programmers.
That's right. Why? Who made? Who? Which Asian? I don't know the name. I forgot the name. But what did he do?
He created Flappy Bird.
He created Flappy Bird, which was a big craze back then. Well,
You don't even hear about it anymore, do
you? Not really. But then it's still addictive. He's still probably generating $50,000 a year. Sorry, $50,000 a day. If I could only make an app like that.
I know. So all I'll take is one. It'd be like flappy, flappy all day long.
I know. I made you play that once, right? Remember?
Yeah. You made me play it on the thing, and I was like, it's like, mm-mm.
But yeah, it's addictive. Even I could play it. And Mike's beaten me many times with that one.
But that episode, we also had a good episode because we had Taryn from Arizona, who is a true Native American.
That's right.
Talking about being gay on the reservation.
That's right. It is interesting. You know, I don't hear much about, gay Navajo. Not so much. Or Native American.
Yeah.
The only one I could remember was from Big Eden. Remember Pike? What is his name?
Pike. Yeah.
Pike in Big Eden. That was so cute. I remember that episode, that movie.
And maybe we need to contact there and have him on and see how things have changed from last year to this year.
Yeah.
Especially since she can get married in Arizona now.
You can? You can, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Only Texas and like...
South Carolina.
No, South Carolina you get married in.
Already now?
Jay's got married in my hometown courthouse, believe it or
not. Wow. So, I, Dave, if you're watching, I'm guessing, really, Texas will be the last one. That's one of my predictions.
Texas, Alabama, but we'll see.
It'll be a race to the last.
Well, it's going before the Supreme Court again, but we'll talk about that later. So, anyway.
Yeah, we shall see.
But, so it's good to have that interview with him and hear, you know, what it was like on the reservation and being gay and everything. So, we'll have to have him back on and find out how things are a year later.
Yeah, let's see what happens at the gay reservation. Anyway, being gay in the reservation.
The reservation.
Okay, so, you guys went to New Orleans sometime in the year.
Yes, that we went one weekend. We drove down one night and watched Lord Huron and then stayed the night and drove back. And then the next weekend was Mardi Gras. Or the weekend after that, I think, was Mardi Gras, and we came back down there. But if you ever get a chance to go see Lord Huron in concert, they're incredible. So it's kind of a folky... modern type band, and their song's been used in a couple car commercials and stuff.
But oh, really?
They're very good.
You have to play one for me. Maybe I should put this in my list.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, by the way, before we move on, actually, one of my newest resolution is actually to expose myself more. To music.
I'm sick of it. I'm saying you expose more times than I really need to.
Yeah. So, last year, wherein I posted on Facebook that, hey, give me a name of a band and an album they played. So they made. So I could listen to it, put it on me. So if show@bearpodcast.com, email us. I would like some suggestions of bands and new music that you have in mind. It could be pop, it could be rap, it could be country, anything. I try to expand my musical horizon.
Britney.
Fine, Britney.
You need to talk to Robbie because he listens to some way out there stuff. But.
Oh, really? I should get some.
Biggest thing to do is to watch a movie or a TV show, and if you hear some music you like, is to get your Shazam out and find out where the music's from, and then listen to the album through Rhapsody or something.
Yeah, I have Rhapsody.
That's what he does a lot. He'll listen to a song, Shazam it, and then find the name of the band, and then go listen to the whole album and stuff, which is kind of how he found Lord Huron, because we were watching the damn car commercial.
Actually, there was one band, I was watching an episode of True Blood. I was doing Fangs. True Blood. And there was this band, forgot the name, but it was so good. I think it's Danko Jones or something. I think it's Danko Jones. I can't remember. But yeah, I listened to it. Wow, this is awesome. And I started looking for it. And then, wow. Yeah, watching TV and finding out. Yeah, probably I'll do that.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what I mean. What
and Rhapsody has some good things on it too, or like new artists or new releases for the month.
Yeah.
So you can just click on it and it just plays multiple artists. And it's pretty good sometimes to listen to. Yeah. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that was Huron. Okay, I'll check that out. Okay.
And then episode 507 was the anti-gay bills.
Yeah, we went to an Irish party.
And went to an Irish party.
Who's actually his birthday, Robert Conn's birthday.
Conn's birthday.
So we had a celebration. It was an Irish party. So we celebrated with these fancy Irish dishes and
Irish eggs.
Irish eggs. Irish balls. Balls. I like Irish balls.
It's very good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then we also talked about Heroes.
That's right.
It's coming this year.
This should be coming out this summer.
Oh, my God.
Which I haven't heard anything on it because I've looked at it since.
This is not animated, right?
No, this is supposed to be like a reboot, and it's supposed to be a miniseries. It's supposed to happen this summer, allegedly.
Oh, God.
So we'll see how that goes.
That was really big back then. Mm-hmm. I wonder if they're going to have Sylar again or something.
I don't know how they're going to do it.
All right, so after that, we went to Mardi Gras. We went to Mardi Gras, and yeah, you guys went too. You, Wayne, you, Robbie, Wayne, and Canyon.
Canyon, yeah.
So, did you catch a lot of beads? I think we had
caught a lot. We had a bunch of beads. Yeah, because I shipped them all back to my nieces back home in a big old box.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How would they enjoy that? Oh, beads, yay.
Oh, yeah, they're girls. I mean, it's something I can dress up with. Plus, I got them bracelets and other stuff. So.
Here's. But how about those dick beads?
No, you didn't. No, they didn't send those. You didn't send those to little 8-year-old girls.
Okay, good.
12 maybe, not 8-year-old girls.
All right. Oh, yeah. Oh, also that night I also got to go to the Lords of Leather Bal Mask 31. Wherein that was the last time I saw Bianca Del Rio. Mm-hmm. I'm not into RuPaul and everything, but I saw
girl.
What?
Girl. What? We will get you there this year.
Oh, really?
It will be coming on in a couple of weeks. We will be getting you into RuPaul.
Oh, my God. RuPaul. But, yeah, I got to see. This time, I will have a picture with Bianca Del Rio. Yeah. So.
Okay.
Who's the last time I had a drag queen in a picture? I forgot. Maybe it was David Warren? Can't remember. But, yeah. It's rare that I have a picture because I don't hang out at the bar anymore. Yeah.
We'll get you doing drag again this year.
You can do drag and have a picture with you.
How's no, that? I've already done drag with you. There's a whole video out there people can go see.
Okay. So next.
You went skiing.
Went skiing. Mike and I went to Denver, visited John and Palima, and we went skiing. It's the first time I skied and... Oops. Mike's calling on the other line.
Somebody forgot to cut the phone off during the podcast.
Sorry.
Imagine how many times this happens a year.
I don't know if you guys can hear it.
So
on cue, I was just talking about Mike. And he calls. Oh, my God. Anyway, so Mike and I went to
He doesn't Denver. Know by now that on Tuesday nights we're recording a podcast.
And all right.
He should not be calling at this time.
Yeah, he should know. Actually, he knows. Sometimes I text message, hey, I'm podcasting with Ray. And then he won't call. But anyway, so it's my first time to go skiing in Denver. And I fell 6 times. And I heard that was pretty good. They said, you only fell 6 times?
Did you use your life alert?
No, I did not.
Okay.
I was able to get up.
Okay.
Okay. But only bunny slope. See, I fell 6 times on a bunny slope. And I'm proud of it. Falling 6 times. Yeah. Anyway, so...
And then after that, you went to TBRU.
Yes, went to TBRU, which I will do this year. I plan to do this year. I haven't booked my hotel yet.
Oops.
Yeah. But I don't... You know what? TBRU, personally, I don't want to stay in the host hotel because it's just crazy.
Only the true whore stay in the host hotel.
Only the true horse.
The true horse.
Because
they can walk easily from one floor to the next.
That's right. Have a revolving door.
That's right.
They do have a revolving door there. No, they don't. But anyway, so yeah, I'm looking forward to that. I will see because it's local and it's a reunion, you know.
Yeah, TV, you can see a lot of people.
I see a lot of my friends who go there. Yeah. And of course, we did Growler Shots. I did the show with Dave. We recorded some.
Y'all can do it in your underwear and knock 2 shows out at one time this year.
Yeah, we can probably do that. Mm-hmm. Okay, so moving on, we interviewed Ron Suresha, and we talked about his book, Hibernation and Other Poems by Bears.
Yeah.
You're a writer, Ray, right?
Yes, and I was going to try to submit something to the one he's working on right now, but I didn't get a chance. The holidays is just too damn busy. But I got some ideas together that I'm going to put some stuff. But I got a book I'm working on. I got to finish first.
Ray here is an aspiring writer.
So we'll see.
He's a poet. Are you a poet?
No.
Okay. So anyway, Ray, I like your projects. Ray does these projects.
The Taj Mahal of chicken coops. And you for Christmas, you got to benefit from it. Because you got the eggs.
That's right. I got the eggs. So tell us about this chicken coop. What's the history
about it?
This is
like the ultimate chicken coop built by Jerry and Patrick up at the ranch.
Okay. So they're friends of ours who live in BFE all the way out.
Yeah.
And Ray went there.
They're like so far out, they're outside the Grand Parkway.
It's like South Dallas.
Yeah, or pretty much.
Something like that.
South Austin.
South Austin.
Southeastern Austin.
Southeastern Austin. So, it's really that far.
Yeah.
So anyway, so you...
But they built this huge chicken coop and got a bunch of chickens. And
how long did it take you to make it?
It was like, I think, 3 weekends going out there before we got finished.
So how did you do it? You did some drawings. This is how it should look like.
Well, Jerry ordered plans and all this stuff, and they'd actually got a bunch of stuff done. I just go out there and kind of... By the time I got out there, they had the walls up and the plywood down for the roof, and I just put the roof on and helped with the side and put post in. Because there's a long, like 30-foot, 40, 50-foot chicken run that's wire. And then it's the actual coop and the nest and all that kind of crap. So, but it was pretty cool.
So, last weekend.
I never saw anything like it growing up because we had chickens, but it wasn't no Taj Mahal chicken coop.
It was really big. Yeah. Anyway, so you got that. And then last weekend, I got some fruits out of that chicken coop. Ray brought some eggs.
That's right. Well, Patrick showed up at the house for the holiday drop-in with... all these fucking like 8 dozen eggs, and I was like,
"Merry Christmas! Here are eggs."
Well, that was great because I just wish I'd known the day before, but I went and bought like 5 dozen of them because I was going to be baking all week. But
you know, these are the type. These are, of course, they're organic or they're not market. So if you leave it, it can grow. It can really grow.
Well, if you warm it up, if you incubate it, it'll turn into a chicken. Yes.
Wow.
But I mean, these are kind of like free range. I mean, they're not like in chicken coops, like 5 to a chicken coop where they can't move, and they don't have any room or stuff. They got plenty of room to move and stuff. So this is, you know, just regular farm eggs. So,
which is great, right?
Yeah.
So if you do that, I can make balut.
If you want to make balut with them, go for it. I'll get Patrick to get you some and you make bear them in the backyard and make balut.
No, probably not. I won't do that. Sorry. Anyway, so let's move on. We have, we went to the Drench Firm. And, we went to the Drench Firm. Of course, Dave was there too. Devin and Jay. And also Jason was there. And they did the photo shoot and stuff. That was pretty hot. And then during that weekend, we did the first, for us, we played the first strip cards against humanity. So. And Devin really loved it.
I'm sure he did.
Oh, yeah.
Devin and you and so, any other chaser was on that bed.
He was trying to be, he's trying to lose all his cards.
Uh-huh.
He's trying to lose all his clothes so, you know, he could sit on the bed. Sorry, Devin. Uh-huh. Might be. So, I just know Devin enjoyed it. That's all I can say.
And you come back and had a yard sale.
Oh yeah, so week after, yeah. We did a garage sale here because I had to get rid of a lot of stuff. And it was pretty good. We nobody likes books anymore. I still have the books here.
And most people will buy books. You have to donate them to somebody that might want them, like a library or...
Yeah, I'll probably do that. But they're all gay books. No, I'm kidding. No, they're not. Some of them are like really old books, some old manuals. I don't know if that's any worse anymore.
Let's just throw it in the fireplace and start a fire with.
Really? Okay. Yeah, so. Think about that. Okay. So, okay. How about you, Ray? That movie.
Huh? Oh, Interior Leather Bar.
Yes.
The James Franco.
Yeah. James Franco made a film. It's like a documentary.
Documentary.
Right? So, what's it about?
If you have to watch the movie Cruising with Al Pacino, which is a very early 80s gay movie that he made about being a cop tracking a gay serial killer. And when the movie first got released, they made them cut out 20 minutes of the gay scenes in a leather bar. Mm-hmm. So that film has supposedly been lost to time. Nobody knows what happened to it, where it went. Nobody can find the negatives of it. So James Franco did this whole thing. What was in those 20 minutes? So he did this whole kind of documentary thing of what happened into your leather bar for those 20 minutes that got cut out of the film. Yeah. So it was actually a pretty good shoot.
It's pornographic.
It's very pornographic. So
you can see, we can see really hard penises.
Yeah.
And of course,
which should be shown anyhow. I think this whole thing of showing tits and not dick is ridiculous.
I know. Double standard.
Yeah.
Of course, James Franco is straight, so I know. he's straight. And,
please.
Dude, him and Seth Rogen, do you think they're getting it on?
Seth's been pounding that pussy for years now. That
boy pussy?
Yeah.
So you could tell the straight people in the set were kind of, you know, it's the first time to see gay porn, I guess, watching gay guys do it. Anyway, so that was interesting.
And then you went to Austin for the Texas Shootout.
Yep, we went there with my team, The Wave. It was fun. And yeah, it was just a weekend. We rented a house. This is the best thing to do if you're going to be a big group, rent a big house. Let's just say it's for two nights, 1,100. It divided by how many are you? How many are you? 12, yeah. 13. So, yeah, it's good enough. I mean, it doesn't have a pool, but it had a lanai. You can cook out, kitchen, everything. Yeah, it's just really nice. We might rent it again next year. Or this year, sorry. Mm-hmm. And then Ray started watching Gotham. So tell me about Gotham.
I think you got some touch because Gotham didn't start till the fall.
Well, yeah, this is towards the fall already.
But Mother's Day, we're jumping from the fall to Mother's Day. I think you got some stuff mixed up here, buddy.
Oh, I think you just talked about it, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I think we talked about that Gotham was coming on.
Yeah.
They've started announcing it and doing the previews about Gotham, which is on now, which is actually came on last night.
Do you
night.
Really enjoy Gotham?
I do. I haven't watched last night's episode, and there's been some negative stuff about it popping around on Facebook today. So, but I'll probably watch it when I get home. So,
you know, what we did talk about a few episodes ago, last week or 2 weeks ago, is Krypton.
Yes, that series.
That series, I think it's coming up this year, right?
Well, they're talking about it. I hadn't seen much.
I would be very interested in that because these are Kryptonians who do not have powers.
No, they're just super scientists.
They're just super scientists at that point, and
are there? No, not super scientists. They're just an advanced race. At that point.
Yeah, advanced race. It's gonna be like how do you describe it? It's just gonna be a high tech sci-fi, yeah. And probably they're viewing from afar. Oh, that's Earth.
Yeah.
That's where our sun is gonna go. No, I'm kidding. Yeah. I'm gonna screw you, screw my wife. Yeah. Jor-El says I'm gonna screw my wife and send my son there in that planet.
Yeah.
We're gonna say. Anyway, so moving on, we had a special guest during Mother's Day.
That's right.
We had Laura Phillips. She is the mother of Will Phillips, the 10-year-old who didn't want to stand up during the Pledge of Allegiance until there is equality and justice for all.
Yep.
So.
And there almost is.
Yes, it almost is, almost there. So, what's special about that event that we had Laura on the show? Because she was the first officiator, a marriage officiator or solemn, how do you say it?
Well, that's all. Solemn. She's ordained. She's ordained, so she can marry people.
Yeah, she can marry people. She was the first officiator of a gay wedding
in
Arkansas.
Before they shut it down. But I think now it's back up. I think they finally got through that hurdle.
Yeah, that's right.
Last year, so it's all cleared up. Like I said, it's only Texas, Alabama, Louisiana. It's like five states left, I think. Yeah. So
five states. Okay. Anyway, so moving on, we have Bear Watch. We went to Bear Watch. Did you go? You went to the beach.
Yeah, we went to the beach and hung out. So yeah. It was nice not having to do anything at all except sit there and enjoy myself.
You know what? I don't know if I'm going to go to Bear Watch this year. We'll see. We have a lot of expenses. We got trips to go to. So we'll see. Maybe we can just go to Bear Pride. Maybe. We don't know yet. But we're looking forward to... Maybe we'd go to the beach or something. I don't know yet. Yeah. It's still far off. It's Bear Watch is... It happens on the weekend before
Memorial Day.
And IML and Bear Pride happens on Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so sometime during the summer, during softball season, I got to meet Dominic from the Bears... In the City podcast from Sydney, Australia. I was really surprised that he's visiting Texas, and I got to meet him because I always heard him because the last time we went to Sydney, I met Seamus and the other Craig and who else? Patrick, what's his name? Forgot his name. He was here in Houston. He was here in Texas one time. But anyway. Yeah, I saw the cast there, but then except for Dominic. Dominic was in he was always away, but then he came over to Houston visiting. So that was good.
Yeah.
I'm trying to see who the other guy is. I forgot. Sheamus, Dominic, and
let's read pictures.
I forgot his name. Oh God, somebody's gonna kill me.
It's called old age, people.
Is I'm getting old. So we have Dominic, Craig, Sheamus, Clinton. Yes, that's right. I forgot about Clinton. Yeah, I was remembering letter P in my mind.
For penis.
P for penis, but it's actually Clinton. He showed me his very. I remember back then he showed me his very cute iPhone case. But anyway, yeah. So Dominic
showed you his penis. His cute little penis.
I wish he did, but he didn't.
It's okay.
All right, so.
And then at the end of May, I went to San Francisco with Robbie for his son's graduation, and I got molested by lesbians in a bar.
How did that feel, being touched by a girl again?
Kind of like Katy Perry. I liked it.
I got touched by a girl, and pretty, I liked it. They were
pretty lipstick lesbians. So.
Oh, they're lipstick lesbians? Yeah,
they're very pretty.
Oh, my God. Okay. They're not the... Butch type, yeah.
No, bull ducka.
No. Okay.
Not a big bull ducka. No.
I also got to
not be offensive or racist or bullying or say anything like that. It's just you have your big bull ducka lesbians and you have your little lipstick lesbians.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, okay.
This is a bunch of little lipstick lesbians. Yeah. There were some bull ducka lesbians there that looked like they wanted to kick my ass because I was there, but I was like, bitch, y'all coming to my bar. I'm coming into yours.
Okay, so I got to see Edge of Tomorrow, starring Tom Cruise, and it was an interesting movie. It's unique. I've never heard of him. It's like Groundhog Day. Fine, it's a sci-fi Groundhog Day.
Yeah,
and it was kind of fun. What? Speaking of Groundhog Day, what kind of crime would you do if Groundhog Day happens to you?
I don't know. I never watched Groundhog Day.
Oh, you never did? But you know the premise, though.
No, the premise, yeah. He keeps repeating the same day over and over and over.
And imagine that. It happens all the time. It goes around all over and over. You go back to where you were and as if nothing happened. Would you do murder? Rape? What kind of crime are you going to do?
I would do none of the above because I'm a decent human being. You're
I know. It kind of feels like, what is it? The Purge. There's no crime, but only one day you get to do whatever you want and there's no consequence. It's okay. We'll finish it. We'll do this. Anyway.
There's always consequences regardless. Always,
I know, right? Yeah, I should ask the audience about that. Okay, so just moving forward. For Father's Day, we had Andrew for Father's Day. Yeah. Because so we didn't have a father.
From Gary and Andrew.
From Gary and Andrew. Gary and Andrew had a son named Adrian. And we just had Andrew because Adrian is really big right now. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's terrorizing here. Christmas Eve.
Yep. Okay, so you skip the drones one. Okay. But then with
Stephen Buzz Foster, we had him on the show talk about his fundraising effort for Foster Child Legal Fight, which I think... They lost it, I think. I think they lost a child. And now they're just waiting for Child Protective Service to come take the child. So,
which that is kind sucks. Of sad. So you have the child protecting it.
Yeah. And then I think they were trying to file for full custody and it didn't work out. I remember him saying that. And this is just recent, like right before the holidays, that they said that they lost the fight and the child had to go back to Child Protective Custody.
Oh, that's really awful. Anyway, so moving on, we have Neil Plaxi, and we talked about Active Duty, Gay Military Erotic Romance.
Which is a good book.
It's a good book, yeah.
Highly recommend you go buy it and download it.
Yep.
And then you went back to P-Town.
We went back to P-Town, and...
you got to interview that hot Brian Sands.
You find him hot, right? So many people are contacting me about
very
that.
Very good-looking white boy.
Yes, he is. And I can't believe you talked to him. Yeah, yeah. I actually interviewed him, and thanks again to Bob. He was able to hook me up with
and he was in the rhyme. Queerty or Outsmart, one of them's top 10, top 20 best looking gay men of 2014.
So yeah. Brian Sims is the Pennsylvania representative. Okay, so
yeah.
Anyway, so we also had Tony in the show and we talked about Comic-Con.
Updates about Comic-Con, what all went on.
You know what, I really miss Comic-Con. I want to go again.
I know. We need to plan next year Comic-Con.
Yes, we should. It's around July. Yeah. Okay, so then we also celebrated our 9th anniversary show, which is August 1st. Every August 1st, that's when the show, which reminds me, this is the 10th year.
Ten long years.
So watch out for it. August 1st, 2015 is the 10th anniversary.
Remember when you started the show, I used to be young.
What do you think I was? I was a young girl. Oh, sorry. Did I just tell you?
But now I'm younger than you.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Younger looking. Yeah. Younger at heart. So. Okay, so after that, there's a tragic event that happened. Robin Williams died. So to me, it was a... It was sad. It was sad for me. Because Robin Williams was saying, you know, he's kind of a bear icon himself. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
And then I went, the weekend after that, I think we went to San Antonio, visited the Natural Bridge Caverns. If you're ever in the San Antonio area, go do that. It's pretty good. Pretty cool to go down to the caves and check them out.
Okay. And then...
a new Austin spotlight, highlight. How would you like to describe him?
Oh, that's right. I don't know.
Star.
He's a star. He's a bear star. He's Kendall Kelly. He actually visited us. He came from Buffalo. He was driving back to Austin, back and forth. He came to Houston. Yeah. I mean. So he moved to Houston. Austin. Yeah.
But he's visiting
Houston. He was visiting Houston because he's got family here. And then, so, hey, we got together. So we went to an Asian restaurant. And we ate there and everything. And it was fun just chatting with him, just talking about his music and everything. It was good. Yeah.
And then you went to Southern Decadence.
That's right. Went to Southern Decadence. Slut. Not a slut. Much. Okay. What else happened?
Michael Sayles came out as a gay NFL player.
Yes. It was really big. He's not
playing anymore.
Yeah, he's not. Because I think
I'll send the pictures. It was pretty decent size.
You've seen his penis?
There have been pictures.
Really?
Floating around the internet.
Was there a face with it?
They matched it pretty nice.
Oh, okay. So it's probably Photoshopped. Just like they did in Conan O'Brien's show when people type Eric Stone Street nude, it would show up a very well Photoshopped picture of his head over a bear guy's body.
Just I don't know who you're talking about.
So. Yeah. Next is, I went to the Philippines. that was around September. I went to Manila. Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's where they make envelopes, right?
That's right. That's where envelopes come from.
Okay.
From Manila. Okay. So I was there for 2 weeks, and I was sick on the fifth day, and I just couldn't enjoy it much. Didn't do any travel.
I don't think it had to do with him being sick. I think it just had to do with his family.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's just, also the smoke and everything. It's just hard to breathe. Okay, so we're almost on the end of this review. Yeah. Okay, so
Mike was a muscle trouble tumbler.
Yes, that was okay. I got this picture from Cesar. So Cesar is our admin, by the way, for Gay Geek and Bizarre, the Gay Geek and Bizarre Facebook page. So thank you, Cesar, for maintaining our Gigic Bizarre.
That's right.
We got our stories there now. Sometimes yes. It really helps.
I actually figured out how I can still learn now, so it's good.
Oh, okay, good.
I learned how to do that.
So yeah, if you do it there, and then we see what people like and everything, or whatever they has been seen so much. But anyway, yeah. So he told me, he emailed me, he messaged me, hey, your husband is in Muscle Chubs. And they looked at it. It was a picture of Mike and at the drench fur.
Yeah.
So it was funny. Oh, my God. So Mike's a Muscle Chub now.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then you had another trip to California.
And so I went to California. I went and visited my mom. It's my mom's 80th birthday. Yeah. She looks great. My mom still looks great.
Yeah.
But
she looks like this.
Yeah.
Without a mustache.
Without a mustache. Looks like me. No, it doesn't. Okay, Ray. So what happened to you?
We went to a couple Halloween parties that weekend because that was right after that was Halloween weekend. So we had a little party at our house, and then we went to a couple the weekend before, and then you took off to Voodoo Fest.
I went to Voodoo Fest because every Halloween. That's the problem, though. I cannot attend these Halloween parties because of Voodoo Fest.
Just so you're not going to Voodoo Fest.
No way.
Way.
Yes. Well, no. No way. Where? I have to attend Voodoo Fest because they have great bands.
No, you don't
have to do anything. Oh, yeah.
No,
every year.
No,
okay. Uh-oh. You watchers, listeners, come to Voodoo Fest with me this year, okay? It's around, you know, Halloween this year. Okay, so when was this? When did they come over? In November?
November. The weekend before Thanksgiving, because they were on the week before Thanksgiving cruise that
yeah.
The cruise from hell.
The cruise from hell.
Devin the furry cruise from hell.
Yeah, Devin and Jay.
400 bears and it rained the whole time.
Oh, God. Oh, this.
And they got tired of hooking up.
They got
what
tired
happens
of hooking
when
up.
You're a 7-day voyage and the bears get tired of having sex with each other?
I'm getting tired of this. All this hooking up. I cannot go out of the boat.
I've already done that person 3 times. But off this boat, I'm some fresh bear meat.
Yeah, okay. So Devin and Jay and Phil visited us, and that was fun. It was really good to see the guys again. They were visiting us, and you guys surprised me when you guys went to the bar when Mike and I were watching football.
Yes, we showed up surprised Maynard because they were doing the little football thing. So.
Okay, so we're gonna switch this a little bit. So one of the things that we talked about last year was also the Pope is supporting families of GLBT children. I mean, that's very progressive, right?
Very progressive.
Very progressive. They may not...
But he's also calling a bunch of the people, archdiocese and bishops and stuff, saying, y'all need to tell them they need to get their shit together too. So,
yeah.
It's been pretty controversial right now.
Yeah, which is great.
He's gonna be
rock
dead
the boat.
Watch. He's going to be dead in 6 months, mysteriously.
Really? You think so?
I think so.
Yeah, probably. Okay, so one of the things that we've been talking about for the past few episodes is actually
prep.
Yes, that's right. Go with the cue.
Prep.
Go with the cue. I was doing this with my hands already.
Prep.
Okay, prep. So prep. What is it, Ray?
Prep.
Okay, that's right. Okay, so prep is pre-exposure prophylactics. And we had some discussions about this. We had callers. We talked about it in the show. And we had people calling in some time ago, 1 or 2, I think, called in about. They want us to talk to them. And call, maybe we should call them back.
Well, we are. We're going to do an episode. We're trying
to
get some
an episode
stuff
about prep.
A big episode about prep in the next couple weeks.
We'll probably have some more local resources on prep about that. We're going to talk about that in the near future. So we'll see. Okay, so that's the year in review.
Year in review.
And it's about 43 minutes, which is great. I mean, it's been a big year. It's a great year. I think it's a great year. And I just hope that this year is going to be good.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
2015. And like I said, it's a new year. You're probably listening to this. Okay, so stay tuned on the next episode. We'll be continuing the show because we'll explain why we have a pre-recorded show. Okay, so we'll explain in the next episode. Okay, so thank you everyone for watching and listening. If you want to contact us, send your emails to show@bearpodcast.com.
Or if you want to call in, it's a voicemail. You can call us at 206-222-2327. That's 206-222-BEAR. Leave us a voicemail and we'll play it here on the show.
Awesome. Yes, and subscribe by iTunes. Why are you looking at me like that? I'm proud of you, Ray. You didn't screw it up this first episode of the year. Yeah, subscribe by... talk to the hand. He's doing the talk to the hand to me. Subscribe by iTunes. No, I'm screwing up. Vimeo and YouTube. There you go. And you can listen to the show on Bear Radio Network and Stitcher Radio. And you can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And go to the official website at bearpodcast.com. Thank you, everyone, for watching and listening. And we'll catch you guys on the next episode of Bear Podcast. And woofs and many hugs.
Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear. Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear. Woof, what a bear.
Catch the whole show at bearpodcast.com. subscribe via iTunes, and follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Thank you, everyone, for listening. We'll catch you guys next week. Many whoops and many hugs. Jerk. Okay. Gonna stop this.